It's always one thing just around the corner. This guy's making crazy.
My helicopter sound really is upset.
The people are stupid. They drug killed the revolution. They are losing to it. Too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, thank you. We're normal. We see total criminal takeover. Death and freedom. It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trifled with people who have no morals around the first time.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is episode number 94. And today I am joined by guest Megan A. And today we're going to discuss a very interesting story. Found this in a New York Post. UFO expert was going to expose black magic ring, fiance says. But before we get into that, I just want to thank you for coming on the show again.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
All right. So, he believed the truth was out there.
Who?
Well, this UFO expert, whose death has sparked out-of-this-world theories about, he was supposedly going to expose a cabal of politicians and celebrities practicing black magic. At least that's what his fiance claimed.
Isn't it funny how they always die before they're about to expose something?
I know, that is a, that's a stereotype you encounter in this field.
It's like a movie
field.
Plot.
This guy, I mean, he was Max Spires, I believe that's how you say his name. 39-year-old father of two, found dead on a couch in Poland over the summer with, get this, black liquid oozing from his mouth.
Ew.
This was like the X-Files. This is something that there was these aliens in the X-Files.
That doesn't come out of a normal human body.
Right. Well, this guy spent his final months researching dark arts, and maybe that. We'll be right back.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WPHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
So, he was going to expose black magic. He was researching these dark arts. Sometimes it just makes your soul dark. So maybe he was just oozing out. So maybe that's a,
I don't care how much you read, how much you believe in dark stuff, you're not going to naturally ooze black oily gunk.
Well, what about these alien beings from the X-Files, though? They were doing that.
You mean a fictional show?
Yes, a fictional show.
Or not.
But he was going to expose apparently some stuff that was involving political leaders and celebrities. That says what his girlfriend said, 31-year-old Sarah Adams, she told Yahoo. But on a side note, you do see a lot of dark symbolism with celebrities like Lady Gaga and Jay-Z and
like
Rihanna
kind of
and Beyonce. Like some of their videos is showing Illuminati symbols, focusing on the eye, like, and triangles, and all sorts of wackiness. Like
I've never seen those.
Pentagrams on the shirts now is popular with people, and now it's getting worse. Now there's new rappers out there wearing upside-down crosses and flat-out talking about devil worship. It's crazy it sounds. There's a couple of them out there, new guys. We'll get more into this in a minute.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Okay, back to the story. Adam said his wife, or girlfriend, Adam said she spoke to him, Spires, about his fear of dying numerous times. He vocalized this to her. This is a quote. We were used to getting death threats or stuff like that from people, but I think this time it seemed rather real, she said. He'd been sent threats saying that him and me were going to die. That's crazy. Once you start digging deep into these fields, you start getting the hate mail, you start getting the death threats. Who are they coming from? God only knows.
No, but I mean, did any of them explain that he's going to be oozing with black goo coming from outside, inside of him?
No, that's just, that was a surprise.
So there's no way to, there's no way to say that any of these threats became, yeah, well, that's a bad surprise you don't want to get. But, I mean, there's no way to say that these death threats were actually valid.
Right. Yes. Very true.
But somebody's going to try to blame it on one of these death threats.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see what they find out about his death.
Let's see if what this story continues on. Even in the hours before he died, he was still looking forward to a future with his girlfriend.
And they had two kids, right?
I think he was just about to have one.
No, they had two, I think.
Two?
But that's messed up.
I was going to... I don't know. This is nuts, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bad Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Okay, so basically, he's saying he was not suicidal. He wanted to go on to have a future with his girlfriend. But moving on for that. So... the man, Spires, he was in Poland over the summer to give a talk on conspiracy theories and UFOs because over the years, he became an expert, okay, in this field. And he claimed, this is interesting, he claimed to be a survivor of a government super soldier program.
Oh, what does that even mean?
Well, it reminds me of Captain America. He was a...
or maybe the men who stare at goats.
And that too. So this guy had following. And many of these, his followers, developed their own theories of what caused this sudden death. And some of them think that it's connected to the alien virus, Purity, in the X-Files.
Right, but how does an alien virus from a TV show come to real-life Earth?
Right, true. But the only other thing is I will say, though, is that's true. But, I mean, maybe...
the only thing
maybe,
you'll say is that it's true. Okay.
But maybe that they... slip things, the truth, into fiction and on TV to get us used to it. So then, maybe.
That's a whole nother. That sounds like a whole nother podcast,
it
right
does.
There.
It
does. That's interesting.
So, in this show, though, the disease caused black goo.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
Okay, so, yeah, like in the X-Files, that disease caused black glue.
Black goo.
To seep out of humans' eyes and mouth, just like him. So don't you see? It's so clear-cut. I believe this. The X-Files had the truth. I'm so sure of myself.
I know you believe everything, and you're such a believer.
I'm so sure of myself. The X-Files
You believe that you can drive from New Jersey to Florida in 5 hours.
Yes, you can. You gotta just really just...
gun it.
Gun it.
Isn't that the basis of the X-Files? Believe or something?
Yes, if you believe, the truth is out there.
Yeah, that's
and
what,
I
yeah.
do believe that, though, seriousness.
Well, that is true, yes.
So, just to wrap this up, if it wasn't true, though, about him saying people, like, why would these people kill him? That's what I'm saying.
Well, there's no reason other, yeah.
Because healthy people aren't just getting sick and dying. They get poisoned. And this is what that's even something someone else said on his site. One of his followers were like, dude, this guy was healthy. He's not going to just die and spit up black ooze.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, a normal human body, any human body, is not going to produce black oily goo.
That's a symptom of poisoning. It's got to be.
I mean, I can't even think of a poisoning that could happen. And I watch a lot of crime dramas.
So, well, let's wrap this up because we're in the final stretch. How is this going to happen? Was he poisoned? It sure seems so.
Yeah.
He was about to expose black magic.
Right.
We've seen the symbolism.
Right there.
So, I believe it. Because I'm sure of myself and I believe everything.
Do you?